Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ be with you. Good morning. Good to be with you this morning. Good welcome to the Holy Communion service. Alex is just preparing something for me. We're going to have our service of communion today. And when that time comes, you'll be invited by the guys to come up to receive the bread or the wafer. If you could distance appropriately, because you know we are in that personal choice mode now, aren't we? But obviously everyone has a different idea of what that might mean. So if you just distance appropriately and allow people to come up and move on before you approach. I will give out the wafer from here. If you've received communion before, you're most welcome to receive communion with us here today. And then there will be, over here to my right, your left, there will be, I will place the wine. For you to choose to whether to take the wine or not. Now, there's a long tradition, as I've said many times over the last 18 months, in the Anglican Communion, that when you receive the wafer on its own, you receive full communion. Or indeed, if you receive the wine on its own, you receive full communion. So it's a personal choice. Jesus isn't going to love you any less if you choose not to, and he's not going to love you any more if you choose to. So it's not a brownie point system going on here, you know. The super holy people get the wine. It's just a personal choice about how you worship this morning. Anyway, so you'll come up here, receive the wafer, and then either walk back to your seat that way, being careful of the mat, or take the wine yourself and wipe the top and move on from there. Is that fairly clear? Or have I made that even more complex than it seemed to start with? Good. All the other notices, of course, are in your sheet. Do read those, take those. But I have the joy of reading some Banns of Marriage this morning, so that's good. So I just asked Joanne how she was doing for organisation. She said, not quite there yet, wasn't it, or something? So, well, we've got lots of weddings going on. We've got one this coming Wednesday, apparently, haven't we? Yeah, involving a dog. Yeah, you heard a rumour about a dog. What nutter rector would allow a dog to be part of a wedding? I don't know. But let me read these Banns of Marriage. I published the Banns of Marriage between Jack Clark and Joanne Davey of this parish. This is for the second time of asking. And Adam Osman and Sherry Staff of this parish for the first time of asking. If any of you know any reason in law why they may not marry, you are to declare it now. You got away with that, Joe. Let's pray for these guys, shall we? Father, we thank you for these couples as they come to marry, to become one with you in your church. We pray for their preparation, for all of them, whether they're being married this week or in the future, Lord. We pray for their preparation. But most of all, Father, we pray for their life together in the future, that you would be entwined with them, that they would know your presence and your love. Amen. Fantastic. I may even sign those after the service and make it all legal. But of course, what we're here today is to worship our God, to receive communion, and just to know his spirit is with us. We're going to be looking later on. We've been doing, at our other church building, St. Nick's, we've been doing God at the Movies. And although I don't have the movie for you here today, we will be looking at God at the Movies here as well. And next week, we're going to go a bit retro. We're going back to Superman. That's more our style, isn't it? Whereas this week, we're looking at Disney. So be prepared. Let's take a moment to be quiet and come before God. And we say together, Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and through whom no secrets are hidden, cleanse the faults of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name. Through Christ our Lord. We come to that part of the service where we come before God and we say sorry for the sins, for the mistakes that we've made. I know that you guys don't need this, but I certainly need this because I do make a few mistakes. So let's come before our God and ask for his forgiveness. Our Lord Jesus Christ said, "The first commandment is this, 'Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is the only Lord. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength.' The second is this, 'Love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than these. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets.'" Amen. Lord, have mercy. God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, Jesus Christ, to save us from our sins, to be our advocate in heaven, and to bring us to eternal life. And so we pause for a moment and reflect on our lives as we come before a God who is keen to forgive us. Let us confess our sins in penitence and faith, firmly resolved to keep God's commandments and to live in love and peace with all, as we say together, "Most merciful God, Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, we confess that we have sinned in thought, word, and deed. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. In your mercy, forgive what we have been. Help us to amend what we are and direct what we shall be, that we may do justly, love mercy, and walk humbly with you, our God. Amen." And so, Almighty God, who forgives all who truly repent, have mercy upon you, pardon and deliver you from all your sins, confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and keep you in life eternal. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And we're going to continue our worship in the Gloria, and again, you're most welcome to stay seated or you're welcome to stand, as is your preference. Will we say the Gloria together? Glory to God in the highest, and peace to his people on earth. Lord God, heavenly King, almighty God and Father, we worship you, we give you thanks, we praise you for your glory. Lord Jesus Christ, only Son of the Father, Lord God, Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. Have mercy on us. You are seated at the right hand of the Father. Receive our prayer. For you alone are the Holy One. You alone are the Lord. You alone are the Most High, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit, in the glory of God the Father. Amen. Do have a seat. In a moment, I'm going to pray the Collect, which is our special prayer of the week. And it's often a prayer of thanks. And so we like to leave a quiet moment now for you just to lift your own prayer of thanks to God. What are you grateful for? A moment of silence to do that in before I pray the Collect. Let your merciful ears, O Lord, be open to the prayers of your humble servants, and that they may obtain their petitions. Make them to ask such things as shall please you. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. We're going to have our first Bible reading now from Galatians. I think Carol is going to read that for us. And she's going to be rushing back to the organ afterwards to sing a hymn. So, getting our money's worth out of Carol today.
The first reading is taken from St. Paul's letter to the Galatians, chapter 3, beginning to read at verse 23. "Before this faith came, we were held prisoners by the law, locked up until faith should be revealed. So the law was put in charge to lead us to Christ, that we might be justified by faith. Now that faith has come, we are no longer under the supervision of the law. You are all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus. For all of you who were baptized into Christ have clothed yourselves with Christ. There is neither Jew nor Greek, slave nor free, male nor female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus. If you belong to Christ, then you are Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. This is the word of the Lord.
Thank you be to God. Hear the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Matthew. Glory to you, O Lord. Beginning at chapter 22, verse 32. I am the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. He is not the God of the dead, but of the living. When the crowds heard this, they were astonished at Jesus' teaching. Hearing that Jesus had silenced the Sadducees, the Pharisees got together. One of them, an expert in the law, tested him with this question. Teacher, which is the greatest commandment in the law? Jesus replied, love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the first and the greatest commandment. And the second is like it. Love your neighbor as yourself. All the law and the prophets hang on these two commandments. This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Do have a seat. So, as I suggested earlier on, we were at Cafe Church earlier on. We should have been there, guys. We had pastries and coffee and tea. But we were looking at God in the movies, and we were looking at a Disney movie called Luca. Who's seen Luca? I'm willing to bet almost no one. The only, you won. I did wonder if you might have done. Well done. So it's two of us in the room who have seen Luca, which is good, isn't it? But you don't need to panic, because it's like every other Disney movie, so that's fine. Luca is a bit of a strange film, really. He's a young lad from a group of sea monsters. And the picture you have in your head right now is nothing like Disney have drawn him, all right? But he is a sea monster, and they live off the coast of Italy. He wants to explore the world, but the problem is there's a human village up the road that he needs to go through, and they're not too keen on sea monsters. There's the thing, isn't it? They like to hunt them, and they're afraid of them, and they try and hunt them down. But thankfully for Luca, he only looks like a sea monster when he's in the water or when he gets wet. When he's out of the water, miraculously, he takes the form of a human and looks like a little boy. Anyway, the gist of this is that Luca meets his mate Alberto. I get to do all some dodgy accents in this, but I won't do too many. Alberto, who's also a sea monster, and they go on this exploration where they meet a young girl called Julia, who's a human. So we got Luca, Alberto, and Julia. They're all goodies. Cheer. That's rubbish. But then enters into the scene Collie, the villain. Boo. So Collie, whose name I'm sure I'm murdering right now, is the villain. He's the bully of the village, basically. That's all you need to know, really. So there we are. And what happens is Alberto and Luca go to the village, and the gist of it is that Alcoli makes them feel unwelcome. Even though they look like humans, he makes them feel unwelcome. And of course, what he doesn't know is actually they're not even human, they're sea monsters. So that's what goes on. And, you know, we can all laugh and have a joke about Disney movies, can't we? But actually, as I watched this, for research purposes only, as I watched this, I was drawn in my mind to actually, isn't that how some people look at church? They think, I won't fit in there. That, you know, they won't welcome me. I don't know how, Joanne, how you guys felt coming today. I bet you felt a little bit nervous coming today. Oh my, I've got to go and hear the band. Oh, it's Max. So I know Max from the past. He's not too bad. But what's it going to be like in that weird church? And for us that come to this building every week, that doesn't cross our mind, does it? But actually, it really does put some people off. I mean, we've been saying for years that Jesus is for everyone. And you all know I'm a Jesus man, and I really believe that Jesus is for everyone. But not everyone feels that or understands it. Perhaps they're the wrong colour. Perhaps they come from the wrong denomination, dare I say, you know. Perhaps their children make a noise. Perhaps they're from, I don't know, Lee Park and not Bedhampton. By the way, you do remember that your rector's from Lee Park as well, don't you? But all sorts of reasons why someone might not feel welcome. And in this movie, Luca wants to go to school. And Alberto says to him that they would never accept him in school. I mean, and the evidence from the bad guy is that they wouldn't accept him in school. So this is what happens, and it goes on. And then it all culminates at the very end. Spoiler alert coming up. All culminates at the very end, where there is this race, because they want to win a Vespa, a motorbike. So there's this race, and Luca is going to win this race. He's overtaken the villain, he's on in stretch, and then, oh my, it starts raining. What happens when in the rain to sea monsters? They turn from their human form back to their sea monster form. Everyone's going to find out what's going on. And so Luca shelters away from the rain, and the villain overtakes him. You know, he's going to lose the race. Julia can't work out what's going on. And then suddenly Alberto, Luca's friend, comes running up the road with an umbrella. But the villain, the bad guy, boo, knocks the umbrella out of his hand, and suddenly Alberto is there in his sea monster form. And the village panics. Everyone panics. What's going to happen? Kill the sea monster. Get rid of the unwelcome person. Get rid of the person that's different to us. But Luca, true hero that he is, comes racing down. He doesn't care anymore that he's going to be seen as a sea monster. He gets hit by the rain. He turns back into his sea monster form, and he grabs hold of Alberto, and they go racing down to the shoreline, ready to jump in the water and escape. And then suddenly, they hear a cry from Julia, who has fallen off her bike behind them. And so they slam on the brakes, go and rescue Julia. And then they're surrounded by the village. Kill the sea monsters. I might be adding stuff in at this point, but the gist of it is there. kill those who are different to us. We don't want their kind here. You know, that sort of thing going on. But Julia stands up and says, no. Just because they're different to us does not mean that we need to shun them. Just because they're the wrong colour, from the wrong part of town, just because they look different to us. No, they are my friends. Someone stands up. And then Julie's dad, who is a hulk of a man, has been a sea monster hunter for his whole life, stands up and says, no, I know these guys. I know Luca and Alberto. They're my friends. One person stands up. Another person stands up. And then suddenly the whole village stands up. And it's no longer acceptable to say that sea monsters are not welcome in the village. I've hammed it up a bit, guys, but the analogy is clear, isn't it? You know, who Jesus said, love one another. We've just sang it, we've just heard it in the words. And we're told, you know, in that Galatians reading earlier on, that Carol read, we're told in there, aren't we, that we are all one in Christ. If you belong to Christ, you are all one. As we continue to turn back out towards our society here in Bedhampton and Lee Park, as we begin to work with Jonathan and the Lee Park guys over there, which is just wonderful news for us because it's where we were heading anyway, isn't it? We're going to come across all sorts of people that are different to us. I bet most of your friends, and I'm guilty of this as well, look and sound like you. But actually, as we go out into our society, I'm getting one shake of the head down. I'm glad that they don't all look and sound like you. But most of us turn to people that look and sound like us. Don't. But as we go and reach out, we're going to come across people that don't look and sound like us. And Jesus said, it doesn't matter. Love one another. And I mean, one of the things I know that we're looking at the moment, for example, is this possibility of changing the times to make the more family-friendly service more accessible to young people. And that's a sacrifice, particularly for you guys, actually, in this congregation. That is a sacrifice for many people. But it's one of the sacrifices we may have to take if we want to reach out to people. I was heartened. I had my spirits lifted on Wednesday at the communion service. I won't name names, but someone came to me and said, Max, if you choose to move, as a leadership team, if you and the team choose to move the service times so that this one here is late, is earlier, she said, that's not going to work for me because I struggle to get my day going with medicine and things for that time. So I probably won't be able to make the 9 o'clock most weeks, she said. But I think what you're doing is right. And so I will make Wednesday my service. Now, I'm not saying that she's done the right thing, but I can tell you how much my spirits were lifted, that someone was willing to sacrifice something. And I'm not saying everyone has to sacrifice, but someone was willing to sacrifice something they wanted for what they felt was the greater good, to love one another. And I don't know why I told that story, because it's not in my notes. But maybe we needed to hear that this morning. Maybe we are the ones that need to stand up. So we're back to our booklets and where it says the creed in our booklets. We're going to declare together the things that we believe. And again, you're welcome to stay seated or stand as is your traditional preference. But we declare these truths together. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Do have a seat for our prayers. Been a lot of words in today's service so far, so I'm just going to lift subjects to God and leave some space for you to lift your prayers as we go along. Father, we lift our world to you and all that's going on in it. We bring to mind the areas of the world that are on our hearts right now. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We lift to you this, our country, the good and the not so good, the troubled. And again, we lift to you the areas in our country that are on our hearts. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. And we lift to you the areas in which we live, the streets in which we live, the people we mix with, and those that we don't. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. And we bring before you, Lord, those on our sheet who have asked for your healing power, lifting Pat particularly to you this morning, and bringing to mind others that we know that would need your love and healing. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. And we bring before you, Lord, our own concerns, our own wishes for people. Would you speak to us? Merciful Father, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen. Be kind to one another, tender-hearted to one another, forgiving one another, as Christ forgave us. The peace of the Lord be always with you. Is here. His Spirit is with us. Lift up your hearts. We lift them to the Lord. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right to give thanks and praise. Father, we give you thanks and praise through your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, your living Word, through whom you have created all things, who was sent by you in your great goodness to be our Saviour. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he took flesh as your Son. Born of the Blessed Virgin, he lived on earth and went about among us. He opened wide his arms for us on the cross. He put an end to death by dying for us and revealed the resurrection by rising to new life. So he fulfilled your will and won for you a holy people. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we proclaim your great and glorious name, forever praising you and saying, Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might. Heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Lord, you are holy indeed, the source of all holiness. Grant that by your power, the power of your Holy Spirit, and according to your holy will, these gifts of bread and wine may be to us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, who in the same night that he was betrayed, took bread and gave you thanks. He broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, after supper, he took the cup and gave you thanks. He gave it to them, saying, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." Praise to you, Lord Jesus. Dying, you destroyed our death. Rising, you restored our life. Lord Jesus, come in glory. And so, Father, calling to mind his death on the cross, his perfect sacrifice made once for the sins of the whole world, rejoicing in his mighty resurrection and glorious ascension, and looking for his coming in glory, we celebrate this, our memorial of our redemption, as we offer you this, our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving. We bring before you this bread and this cup, and we thank you for counting us worthy to stand in your presence and serve you. Send the Holy Spirit on your people and gather into one in your kingdom all who share this one bread and one cup, so that we, in the company of all the saints, may praise and glorify you forever. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, by whom and with whom and in whom, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honour and glory be yours, Almighty Father, for ever and ever. Amen. And we turn to page 17 and say together the prayer that Jesus taught us. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. We break this bread to share in the body of Christ. Though we are many, we are one body, because we all share in one bread. Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world, grant us peace. And so, friends, draw near with faith. Receive the body of our Lord Jesus Christ, which he gave for you, and his blood, which he shed for you. Eat and drink in remembrance that he died for you, and feed on him in your hearts by faith with thanksgiving. Most merciful Lord, your love compels us to come in. Our hands were unclean, our hearts were unprepared. We were not fit even to eat the crumbs from under your table. But you, Lord, are the God of our salvation, and share your bread with sinners. So cleanse and feed us with the precious body and blood of your Son, that he may live in us and we in him, and that we, with the whole company of Christ, may sit and eat in your kingdom. Amen. The body of Christ, broken for all God's people, I receive on behalf of all God's people. Amen. The blood of Christ, shed for all God's people, I receive on behalf of all God's people. Amen. God of our pilgrimage, you have willed that the gate of mercy should stand open for those who trust in you. Look upon us with your favour, that we who follow the path of your will may be never wandering from the way of life, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And we say our prayer of thanks together. Father of all, we give you thanks and praise that when we were still far off, you met us in your Son and brought us home. Dying and living, he declared your love, gave us the grace and opened the gate of glory. May we who share Christ's body live his risen life. We who drink his cup bring life to others. We whom the Spirit lights give light to the world. Keep us firm in the hope you have set before us, so we and all your children shall be free, and the whole earth live to praise your name, through Christ our Lord. Amen. And so the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and the love of God, and his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, and the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, be among you and remain with you always. Amen. Well, do stay for tea or coffee afterwards, but for now, go in peace to love and to serve the Lord. In the name of Christ. Amen.